I think this is triggered by what happened on last Saturday. One of the opposition parties, the New Heritage Party, planned to have a rally in Mandevu, which is one of the high-density areas in Lusaka. Police never gave them permission and told them they couldn't meet because of security concerns. But the same police then came in big numbers, heavily armed in terms of weapons, in terms of vehicles, the kind of armored vehicles they were using. And right under their watch, the members of the ruling party came with intentions to disrupt that meeting with all kinds of weapons, pangas, you know, all kinds of things. They watched those without doing anything. So my point is, our point is that it is easy for the ruling party to meet anytime, to gather in any cage. And today, our memorial park, one of the private burial sites, there was a burial of one of the ruling party members. They basically turned the place upside down. If a similar action was done by opposition cadres, we were going to be talking of, you know, casualties by now.
Father Chikoya, I am sure you are also aware that the government has been concerned recently about individuals making statements and inciting tribalism. So you can see why the government probably is trying to make sure that you get permission to hold their protest.
They're not asking for permission. They are supposed to notify the police, and people should be allowed to freely protest. The problem comes in when those in the ruling party feel more entitled to visibility, and so they don't want any other to speak. And so in order to scare the others, they will come and disrupt and cause mayhem. And so, yes, you've talked about tribalism. That we have condemned, and we've said any person that promotes tribalism and they break the law, they should be treated in accordance with the law. But in Zambia, you'll note that even those, some of the ministers in government have uttered, made tribal utterances, and then later on they backpedaled and say, no, I think I was misquoted. There are videos trending also of ruling party cadres challenging and even basically telling the IG of police that we will take the law into our hands, and they are doing that. And we are seeing a narrative that we saw during the PF regime where police were incapacitated. Police would helplessly stand by and watch the ruling party cadres do illegalities such as, you know, blocking traffic, being all over, sitting on windows, on top of vehicles, and causing mayhem. So that is an issue. That is what is worrisome. If the law is being applied equally, we'll be saying, yes, thank you to the government, thank you to the police. We don't want anarchy. We don't want lawlessness. Just within the last 10 days or so, cadres in full view of the police with all kinds of weapons again were insulting the former head of state and howling all kinds of unpleasantries against it. Those border on hate speech. And the duty of the police, the role of the police, is to make sure that both in the ruling party and outside it, any lawbreaker must be apprehended.
So, Father Chikoya, if these groups feel that your rights are being violated, why don't you go to court?
I think sometimes we do voice out. There have been instances where, especially those that are very competent in the area of law, and for example, Chapter One Foundation has been able to take on certain cases. They sued. And so through those, where necessary, we are able to pursue legal matters. But of course, it's an issue of cost and all those delayed processes that become unsustainable.
Father Chikoya, so very nice to talk with you, and thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure to interact with Voice of America. Thank you.